Chapter 3. The Upper Crust. Shin was 9 years old when the North Korean caste system knocked him on the head. He and about 30 of his classmates were walking in early spring toward the train station where their teacher had sent them to pick up coal that had spilled from railroad cars during loading. The station is near the southwestern corner of Camp 14, and to get there from school, students had to pass below the Bowie-Wan compound, which sits on a bluff above the Taedong River. Children of guards live in the compound and attend school there. From up above, the guards' children shouted at Shin and his classmates as they walked by. "Reactionary sons of bitches are coming!" Rocks the size of fists rained down on the prison children. With the river below and the bluff above, they had no place to hide. A rock hit Shin in the face, just below his left eye, opening up a deep cut. Shin and his classmates shrieked and cowered on the dirt road, trying to protect their heads with their arms and hands. A second rock struck Shin in the head, knocking him to the ground and making him dizzy. When his head cleared, the stoning had stopped. Many of his classmates were moaning and bleeding. Moon, his neighbor and classmate who later lost her big toe in the mine, had been knocked out. The leader of Shin's class, Hong Ju-hyun, who was supposed to be a kind of foreman for the day's work mission, was also out cold. Earlier that morning at school, their teacher had told them to hurry ahead to the train station and start work. He said he would catch up later. When the teacher finally walked down the road and discovered his bloodied student sprawled in the road, he became angry. "What are you doing not getting yourselves to work?" he shouted. Students timidly asked what they should do with classmates who were still unconscious. "Put them on your backs and carry them," the teacher instructed. "All you need to do is work hard." In the year